I want to tell you guys about a very special little man who has changed my life in ways that I never thought were possible. My son, Hayden. Hayden is 4.5 years old, and I actually have his picture up here with me. But he is absolutely adorable. I say this with absolutely no prejudice whatsoever. And one of his favorite foods is popcorn. He likes to come down and ask his dad, you know, can I have popcorn, please? Let's make popcorn. And while the request isn't all that unusual, the fact that he does it at 7 o'clock in the morning is. But Hayden is autistic. He was diagnosed when he was about 2 years old, and I can tell you when we heard the diagnosis, it was like having my heart ripped out. All the dreams as parents we have for our children, what they're going to be like, what they're going to do. For me, those dreams at that moment, hearing the word autism, felt like they drifted away. I was really devastated. But that started my family on what has ended up being a really amazing journey. I'm not sure that I really believed the diagnosis when we first got it, but I knew that Hayden needed help. And I didn't know anything about autism. And there was nobody out there to really help or guide me. No physician to tell me what to do. No magic cure. So I had to learn. And I ended up becoming Hayden's case manager, which was a job at that point I was completely not qualified for. But I learned. I had to. I had Hayden. I had my little guy. So I learned that autism is a developmental disability that affects communication, social skills, and behavior. I learned about different treatments and different therapies, and we picked a course to start Hayden on his progress. So I started to go to speech and language therapy with Hayden and started to learn how I could help him by playing with him in many different ways. And then we started meeting lots and lots of wonderful people and got him into a really good program. And I started to have hope for Hayden and his future, that autism didn't have to define who he was or who he was going to be, which was a humongous deal. Now, around that time, and doing all the research, I really started getting a good understanding that there are not a lot of options. There are not a lot of opportunities for children with special needs. And I remember sitting at the kitchen table with my husband, PJ, and we were talking about where Hayden was going to go to school. He had just turned 3 in the summer, and he was going to start school in the fall. And we had plans. We had plans A through F. So if A worked, that was great. If it didn't work, then there was B. And if B didn't work, then we had C and D and combinations of everything. And it occurred to me, sitting talking to PJ, you know, what are we doing? None of these programs are really what we want for our son. And you know, I told him it wasn't fair. We have a daughter, an older daughter, who is typically developing, and she's got all these great opportunities. But my son, who I think is equally wonderful and beautiful to me, didn't have anything. So I looked at PJ in the eye, and I said, I'm going to start a school for him. And my husband, whom I adore, looked at me across the table and said, dear, I love you, and you're crazy. Now, while I may be crazy, I couldn't let the idea go. For me, some of my dreams for Hayden really started to be about his opportunity and how his life was going to be later in life. You know, what chances he was going to be able to have and what choices he was going to be able to make for himself. It didn't matter and still doesn't matter to me if he goes to college. I want him to be able to make that choice. I want him to be able to have the chance to live by himself. Most importantly, I want him to have the chance to have friends, kiss girls, and, you know, just be happy. Just what any parent wants. So I told PJ, I was like, look, if I don't try to do this, I will regret it for the rest of my life. PJ was worried. He was very concerned because where were we going to find the time to do this? Or where was I going to find the time to do this? I run my family's business. And we didn't have time to go out to dinner together, let alone now I wanted to start a school. But he understood who I was doing this for, and that made it okay. So I started my side project and founded the Schaefer Center for Early Intervention. The mission was, to me, simple. We were going to provide classes and treatment and opportunity for children on the autism spectrum to help them maximize their potential. Simple mission. Very complicated to do. So with Hayden in mind, I went out with my million things of now what to do, finding a place, finding staff, finding the best staff, because my son was going to be in this program, getting licensed, picking curriculum, and you know, just trying to put together what I thought would be the best opportunity, not just for my son, but for hopefully a lot of his little friends. So we found amazing staff, whom I will be forever grateful for. And right after Hayden's fourth birthday this past August, we opened the Schaefer Center for Early Intervention. We started with, thank you, thank you. We started with three kids. We now have 12. And I can tell you, they are the most wonderfully amazing children you've ever met in your life. They are all making tremendous progress, including Hayden. And one of the things that has been so fun to watch throughout this process is how much they can do. So I told my staff that the holidays this year were coming up. And I said, we are going to put on a holiday musical. Now, my staff was like, are you sure? You really want to do this? Because, I mean, think about it. At that point, we had 10 kids. 10 kids on the autism spectrum, standing up in front of a group of people, singing. There were 100 million things that could have gone wrong with this. But as one of the parents told me after the show, she's like, it was the best 15 minutes of my life. And they did it. They were just absolutely amazing. They got up there. They were smiling. They all looked so cute in their outfits. And they sang their songs and took their bows. And some of them took their bows while they were singing their songs. But it was perfect. And it was really wonderful to be able to give some extraordinary children some ordinary opportunities. You know, the Schaefer Center for me has been a labor of love. And all I have to do is look at Hayden and see him playing with his friends, acting his age, and then have him talk to me and say, Mommy, you're so silly, and I love you, to know that this was all worthwhile. You know, we take so much for granted in life, but Hayden has taught me to really celebrate every single small accomplishment. So when he comes down in the morning and asks for popcorn for breakfast, I don't really think about the fact that it's probably not the healthiest thing to have first thing in the morning. I think about the fact that he's talking to me and that he's wanting to share an experience with me. And I don't take that for granted because 2.5 years ago, I didn't know if that was going to be possible. So Hayden has changed my life, not just by having him, but by living with him, learning with him, and most importantly, just loving who he is. Thank you.